for the Children's Hour.
This week on the Children's Hour, what happens when the wilderness is the classroom? Teacher Jen Chavez-Miller and her 8th graders from Albuquerque South Valley Academy explored the wilderness of New Mexico together on day trips, overnight, and for a week in the Gila. Hear how kids react to their walk on the wild side. Plus, Julia talks with Kwame Alexander about his award-winning books for kids.
It's all in an hour.
The Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio, and from the Friends of the Children's Hour. Find out more at childrenshour.org. Meow Wolf is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour Incorporated. Program support also provided by the Albuquerque Community Foundation.
Stay tuned for
the Children's Hour!
What did the janitor say when he opened the broom closet and all the brooms fell out?
I don't know. What?
Supplies!
You're tuning into the Children's Hour.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Grander to meander like a tumbling tumbleweed. My horse and me will go roaming through Wyoming like a deputy on his trusty steed. I want to count all the stars as they shine so stellar. Ride through the rain without a fancy umbrella. I'd rather sleep on rocks than be a Rockefeller. Don't fence me in.
That was the Okie Dokie Brothers from a CD called Saddle Up. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone, and I'm here with just a few Pattons.
Hi, this is Gray.
Howdy, it's Imogene.
Hi, this is Sully Up.
Any news in the studio?
School is out.
It snowed the other day.
Isn't that crazy? Snow in May. It's good for the New Mexico dry drought. We need the water, so we can never curse the rain or the snow in the desert. You have to always be glad that it's raining or snowing, even though it makes you muddy.
I love mud.
We're going to Illinois in a couple of weeks.
For a family reunion.
Family reunion.
How fun is that? That's so exciting.
And we're probably going to hike Fish and Owl Canyon.
Fish and Owl Canyon. Where is that? Is that in Illinois?
No, it's in Utah.
Speaking of hiking in canyons, your family does a lot in the wilderness, don't you?
Yep. Yeah.
What do you like about being in the wilderness?
It's so fun. And you get, there's like rivers and dirt and stuff to play with.
There are also animals and there aren't cities and there's less pollution and you can see the stars at night really well.
It just feels so kind of like fresh and natural.
to be out there, and it makes you feel really good.
We're going to have some kids on the show today who had never gone to the wilderness before till their teacher got into a program called the Students in Wilderness Initiative. And it enabled this teacher to take these kids who had never been in the wilderness on a bunch of field trips. Some were just day trips. Some were overnight. And one was 4 nights in the Gila wilderness.
Our dad has gone to the Gila a lot, and I just watched a movie about the Gila River.
Tell me about the Gila River.
Well, right now it's one of the only completely wild rivers in the country. One of the only rivers that hasn't been dammed or diverted in any way. And so efforts are being made to keep it that way and make legislation that says that it can't be dammed or diverted and that it'll stay a wild river.
That's exactly where these kids went. They went to the Gila River. They went to the wild Gila River and swam in the river. All of this is coming up. Kids in the Wilderness. It's today on the Children's Hour. This is the Indigo Girls.
Out in the back by the grape steak fence is a place where nature makes so much sense. All the creatures living in harmony. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Fuzzies and furries run, walk, or fly, having a feast beneath a clear blue sky. Animals coming from miles around to bounce the prance and shake the loquat down. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee are having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. And the bee all having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee all having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Chatter! It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Chatter! It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree.
They put my hands in water, told me I'm a god. I might be someone's daughter, might be somewhat odd. But I was wild once, and I can't forget it. I was wild, chasing stones. Thank you. the fire, and the child who knows his name. They remember that there's something wild, and it's something you can't explain. Oh, it's something you can't explain. They are wild and they can't forget it.
Wilderness isn't a big part of my family, but I want to make it one.
Living in New Mexico, you never know what to expect. One day it can be unbelievably windy and rainy, and the very next day it is burning hot. That is exactly how the wilderness areas in our state are. If you go to Bosque del Apache Wilderness, you will see mainly brown, and your shoes will be filled with sand by the end of the day. If you go to the Sandia Mountain Wilderness area, though, you will see lots of green and streams there. I think this makes New Mexico wilderness extremely unique because of how diverse it is. At my school, South Valley Academy, we have been able to learn about our wilderness areas because of a nonprofit organization called Cottonwood Gulch. One of the ways my 8th grade class was able to learn about wilderness was through a Cottonwood Gulch staff member coming into our classroom once a month to teach us about wilderness. They also would bring in stakeholders, a person who has an interest or concern or are affected by something, in this case wilderness, into our class to tell us their meaning of wilderness. I was able to learn what wilderness is, what attributes wilderness areas have, how we are connected to wilderness areas, and so much more. For example, a common characteristic amongst wilderness areas is they all have something that we want to be able to protect. Whether it be wildlife, geographical structure, or an important artifact, we want to keep that, and we can protect it by designating it to become a wilderness area. Cottonwood Gulch not only taught us about wilderness in the classroom, but all of the 8th grade class at my school had the opportunity to go on treks, a journey, into wilderness areas in New Mexico. We were offered to go on 2 different trips where you stayed multiple nights in a wilderness area, and we also had the opportunity to go on 2 day trips in a wilderness area. Having the opportunity and option to go was a really amazing privilege.
Monday, April 15th, my cousins and I went to a backpacking trip for 4 days to the Gila Wilderness area.
Our group loaded up in 3 different vans and prepared for a 5.5-hour ride. The van ride was long and slow. We played card games, but slowly we lost interest and began to stare at the windows.
We drove to the trail and said goodbye to the vans as we headed into our new setting for the next couple of days. At first, carrying the backpack seemed impossible, but I got used to the weight and powered through. As we traveled down the trail, the landscape sneakily changed around us. Typical desert bushes on flat sandy ground changed into tall ponderosa pine trees on tall hills.
So this was a backpacking trip, which means we carry all of our stuff with us and we camp wherever we want. we were going uphill with big backpacks, and me and my friends got tired. I like how we were up the hill, because when we were there, the air hit me and I felt good.
Once we got to our campsite, the Cottonwood Gulch taught us to set up tarps.
By the time we got there, it was already 6. Kendall and Shades started to make dinner while we set up our tents and tarps. After dinner, we took care of our night task, which was wash dishes, prepare for bed, set up campfire, and hang bear bags. That night at campfire, we went around the circle and everyone said what their high, low, and something they learned was for that day. Campfire was my favorite activity because I love staring at the blue, orange, red, and yellow flames glow at night. When the fire cracks and shifts, it releases orange glowing embers that look like hundreds of fireflies drifting up into the starry sky.
Tuesday, April 16th. I woke up that day really early and nobody else was awake. I realized how open-minded I was because I had never done any trip like this and it was interesting to experience it.
The gobbles of a wild turkey, morning light, rustles of tents, and quiet laughing is what I woke up to the morning of April 16th, our second day. After we completed our morning tasks at the campsite, we were introduced to backpacking. Backpacking is when you carry all that you need to survive in a big backpack while you're camping in the backcountry.
The next day, we backpacked to a new camping spot. A brave four continued to hike to the Gila River to fill up water bottles.
After 10 minutes of walking, we arrived, and there it was, the Gila River. This was the thing that me and Jesus were just waiting to see because we promised that we would jump in it shirtless. At first, I was really hesitant until I accidentally fell in the river with my clothes all in. The last day, I was really fulfilled after the river. I've just felt like I could do anything.
Oh, the Gila River is the place to be. It's a place for you, and it's a place for me. Oh, the Gila River is free and wild. She's ours to love. We are her child.
Oh, the Gila River is a place to pray. It's a place to listen, and it's a place to play.
Oh, the Gila River is free and wild. She's ours to love. We are her child.
Oh, the Gila River is a place to cry, where your heart can soar. Fly.
Oh, the Gila River is free and wild. She's ours to love. We are her child.
Oh, the Gila River is sweet and clean. It's a place of hope, and it's a place to dream.
Oh, the Gila River is free and wild. She's ours to love. We are her child. Oh, the Gila River is the place to be. It's the place for you, and it's the place for me. Oh, the Gila River.
To love, we are her child.
New Mexico wilderness is very unique. If you think about it, New Mexico wilderness is bipolar. We have deserts, then forests, then deserts again, and so on. Also, there's the weather. First it's sunny, then it rains, but don't worry, it stops 5 minutes later. I've gone to 2 field trips and 2 treks with the Cottonwood Gulch, who took us on these fun and extreme treks. The first trek I've gone to is Ashishapalm. It was the best trek I've ever gone to. It was 3 days long. Ashisapa is a great place to take kids because it has fossils and it's a big place where you can run for hours and explore. Ashisapa, very long time ago, was underwater and created lots of mushroom-shaped hoodoos and small caves and big caves. Also, there's petrified wood. There was a time when I was running up and down the hills of Ashisapa and I was at the very top of a hill and my leg got caught or I probably slipped, who knows. I fell down the hill and it hurt a lot. That day I went back to camp and we set up our tents. There were no hammers and the stake wouldn't go in, so I used a rock. I really wished I asked for help. Why, you might ask? Because I missed the stake and cut my finger. Blood was rushing through my finger. It was so bad. My reaction was like, ah, my finger, shaking my hand like crazy. But don't worry, it got fixed and I took a nice long nap.
I learned I am capable of carrying a 50-pound backpack on my back and hip for 2 miles. This wilderness area is very peaceful. It was relaxing to be with no worry of my phone ringing or alarms going off, even sirens from a cop's car. It's free for anyone who wants to get out of the city for some time. It's a great place to go with the family just to spend some time with them. I think that people should know that the trail is really pretty and peaceful and fun. Going outside should be a human right.
When we went to the river on the way there, there are tunnels and caves where people used to take refuge from the water rising. There is a petroglyph, a symbol of a two-headed dragon that will tell you where a safe place was to go if it were ever to happen. I am really glad I ended up going because at the end of the day, you almost never get these type of chances to spend with classmates or friends.
This experience helped me learn something new about myself. That new thing about myself is that I'm quite an adventurous person.
I learned that I like the wilderness a lot more than I thought. I liked the river and how there was nobody near us. I learned this place was the first ever wilderness space. I feel like I learned so much about this space.
One thing I learned about myself was I could get out of my comfort zone with the help of my friends. And another thing I learned about myself was that I don't always need my phone and I don't need service to enjoy the wilderness.
After not showering for those days, or no service or anything, I would regularly do. I'm so glad I went. It made me realize there's more and that I wasted a lot of time on my phone rather than just going to play with my dog or even doing homework.
Gila Wilderness area was the most beautiful area I have ever have seen, but this is only the beginning to an adventure. Sometimes it was challenging and in my mind I just was asking to myself, why did I do this? And I think that I have the answer. I felt free.
I participate in the SeaWeed program by engaging in classroom activities. Monica is a member that works in the Cottonwood Gulch. She would come and visit us once a month to talk to us about wilderness. She would teach us about protecting wilderness areas or how people don't protect it.
Adding all of these new experiences and perspectives on my view of wilderness because of this experience with SeaWeed, Students in Wilderness Initiative, and the Cottonwood Gulch has helped me discover what wilderness means to me. I have learned how we can preserve New Mexico and every other state's unique attributes by designating more wilderness areas.
Aldo Leopold once said that the wolves shared a fire with the Gila Mountains. He had said that when the old wolf was dying, the fire slowly burned out of her. What if we had a green fire unlit inside of us? After spending 4 days in the Gila, I found I may have the green fire in me. However small, it still burns. I don't think the green fire was started when we had gone on the 2.5 mile hike up the mountain. Maybe it had started with me taking my pack off for the last time. Maybe it was with me finding a place to put up my tarp and connecting it with my friend's tents. Maybe it was me seeing the sunset or almost falling off the side of a cliff. But being able to feel and be in the wilderness was so freeing. When we were leaving, I could feel the green fire, the flicker of the Gila wilderness.
Thank you to National Geographic, Seaway Program, Cottonwood Gulch, and the Wilderness Society for giving us the opportunity of visiting wild places.
What will your adventure be?
Passengers, that's all. Fellow travelers on a blue-green ball. All things have a place in the earth and sky, so save them a little space. It's up to you. Passengers, we're just passengers, we're just passengers, we're just passengers.
Peter Lenton and friends from a release called Proud Like a Mountain with Passengers. Before the South Valley Academy Kids, you heard Laura Marling from her 2018 Grammy-nominated CD Semper Femina with Wild Ones. And you heard 8th graders from South Valley Academy in Albuquerque, including Nina Mendez, Angelina Carrasco, Fernando Portillo, Wendy Mendoza, Clarissa Diaz, Sergio Avila, Daniel Dominguez, Ulises Luján Fierro, Alejandro Viescas, Judith Bustillos, Shieli Martinez, Anahi Gallegos, Eduardo Barela, Lorenzo Lara, Oscar Mendoza, Giovanni Munoz, Andres Romero, Kenya Mendoza, Marisol Gonzalez Rodriguez, Ariana Klein, Yasmin Perez, America Garcia, Odette Arambulo, Victor Garcia, Antonio Vigil, Annie Lechuga, and Savannah Chavez. These kids worked with Golden Apple winning teacher Jen Chavez Miller at the South Valley Academy, and they're in the 8th grade. And in that piece, you also heard Ella Jazz, who was a 14-year-old teenager from Silver City dedicated to preserving the Gila Wilderness and specifically the Gila River. Ella's posthumously released CD is called Fly Free.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
Supporting our community means a lot to Albuquerque-based Kay and Molly Textiles, which is why they're proud to support the Children's Hour podcasts. Their print studio is committed to creating great jobs that include health and education benefits, leadership development, and flexible hours for new immigrants and refugees in Albuquerque. Find their hand-printed towels at their retail store or in a store near you nationwide. Find out more at kandmolly.com. That's KEIandMolly.com. The Children's Hour podcast is made possible in part by Meow Wolf. Meow Wolf, your portal to the multiverse. Meow Wolf proudly supports the Children's Hour Incorporated. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kwame Alexander, and this is the Children's Hour.
I shine, I shine, you shine, you shine, we shine, we shine.
Books by Kwame Alexander, including his newest one, The Undefeated, and I'm honored to be given the opportunity to talk to him today about his stories. So, Kwame Alexander, can you tell me a little bit about your new book, The Undefeated? What inspired you to write this tribute, and why did you do it in verse?
It's a pleasure to be here. I wrote this book because I wanted to write a story about the journey of African Americans in this country. I wanted to write a story about the history of America. I wanted to write a love letter to America. And I wanted to do it for my daughter, who's now 10. But in 2008, when she was born, our president was Barack Obama. And I thought, wow, my daughter's being born into a world with an African-American president. And I want her to know how we got to this point. And so I decided to write this poem about it, which was almost like a prayer, and it was for her to be able to have as proof of how we got to this historic moment. So I wrote it as a poem. It was called An American Poem, and over the years, it kind of evolved into the book that we now have, which is called The Undefeated, and now we have this this really just beautiful book called The Undefeated.
That's so cool. And for those of you who don't know, The Undefeated is not just poetry, but it's also illustrations by Kadir Nelson. And these I thought the illustrations in the book were beautiful, and they complemented the poetry so well. Do you have a favorite illustration, and why?
Well, thank you for, you know, really appreciating the artwork. Kadir is amazing. He's one of our most celebrated artist in this country. Do I have a favorite piece of art in the book? No. I love each and every one of them. I think there's one particular page that is pretty magical and pretty brilliant in terms of the decision that he made, and that's the third spread in the book, which I won't spoil for your listeners. But when they get to that page, trust me, they're going to be like, oh my.
Of the historical figures depicted in the book, Who do you relate to most?
It's a good question. I would probably turn that around to you. Like, who do you relate to the most? Because there are extraordinary people in this book, like Langston Hughes and Michael Jordan and Billie Holiday and Madam C.J. Walker. And there are ordinary people who are nameless. But, you know, they remind me of my great-great-grandparents. They remind me of my grandparents. I think what's really cool about this book is that there's like tragedy, but there's triumph. There's pain, but there's progress. And hopefully we all can be inspired by this journey, this story. As Maya Angelou says, though we may face defeat, we must never be defeated. And that's something, Julia, I think we can all sort of learn from.
How did you choose who to include in your book? Was there anyone that you wanted to write about but didn't?
Oh, that's a great question. I didn't necessarily choose names or choose figures. The artist, Kadir, decided who he was going to paint. I had nothing to do with that. So when I saw the book, I was like, wow, that's cool. Like, some names I wouldn't have necessarily chosen, and some I probably would have. But he made all those decisions.
So, as a child, did you think you were going to be an author when you grew up?
No. I thought I was going to be a tennis star. That was my goal. Or a pediatrician.
And what inspires your stories?
People like you. Children. I want to help kids imagine a better world. I want to write stories that are going to open up the eyes and bring a light and shine a light for young people to be able to say, you know what? I want to make this world a better place, and I think I can do it. I want to write books that engage and inspire and empower. That's my goal. So that's what inspires me.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Kwame Alexander being interviewed by our own Julia Wolf right here on the Children's Hour.
I like inertia, I move the obstacle. I fight through my depression, lost inside the gray. But the clouds will part and the sun does shine someday. She told me service is the way. Scent of the rose lingers long on the hand of the person that gives it away. But sometimes my shadows do return. I just turn towards the sun and they fall behind me. Make peace, cause it's you and it's me. We gotta elevate each other, brother, sister, come and sing it loud now. Oh, we gotta keep it light. Oh, we gotta keep it light. Shine third eyes so bright, there's no denying it. Web of light connecting on a being like mycelium now. Oh, we gotta keep it light. Oh, we gotta keep it light. Saw my sadness sitting down by the riverside. Caught him drinking deeply from the stream of regret. And I said, you silly fool, I know your name. I see your smile, I know your game now. Sitting there getting drunk on the sorrow and leaving me for dead. But sometimes my shadows do return. I just turn towards the sun and they fall behind me. Cause it's up for you, it's up to me. Elevate each other, brother, sister, come and sing it loud now. Oh, we gotta keep it light now. Oh, we gotta keep it light. Shine third eyes so bright, there's no denying them. Web of light connecting all the being like mycelium now. Oh, we gotta keep it light now. Oh, we gotta keep it light.
will always remember that night. I will always remember that night. I will always remember that night. I will always remember.
Walked into the field and in plain sight, can't believe my eyes saw a shining golden web of light. Strands coming down, touching everyone around. On the third eye, common ground found through connections in the night sky. Longer that I stared, I could see tears where little light beams on the strands making repairs. Saw a brother feeling lost in aggression. Above his head I saw he lost his connection. A shadow was blocking with fear and rejection, and fed on his light all beyond his detection. But others gathered round, offered up the light now. The shadow disappeared and didn't put up a fight now. I can see him reconnect, nothing to protect. Just shine and be at peace with all the light you reflect. All the light you reflect. We gotta keep it light.
Hello there, everybody. Mr. Wooten is my name. I'm a friend of Farmer Jason, so listen close to what I'm saying. I'm gonna take you on a journey, one you'll never regret, to a magical place, a place you'll never forget. It's called the woods.
The woods?
That's right, the woods. So put on your jackets and lace up your shoes. We're gonna take a little hike, and if we follow the rules, we'll have a real good time. Just see what we see. It might even be more fun than watching TV in the woods.
The woods?
That's right, the woods. Now listen here. The woods are fun, now I can see. There's no other place I'd rather be. Mother Nature is our friend, no need to be afraid. Treat her with respect and you got it made. There is no other place like the woods. No, there isn't. So keep your eyes wide open, now that's the key. And the quieter we are, well, the more we'll see. The show's always running, no, we don't have to wait. No channels to change and no commercial breaks. Where the story never ends, the actors come and go. This is Mother Nature's reality show. She never runs out of channels, if you know what I mean. Not even Sherlock Holmes could see everything in the woods.
The woods?
That's right, the woods. The woods are fun, and soon you'll see. There's no other place you'd rather be. Mother Nature is our friend, no need to be afraid. Treat her with respect, and you've got it made. There is no other place like the woods.
But aren't there bugs and things that bite?
Oh, I must tell you, you're exactly right. There are animals that swim, slither, or scurry. But if you treat them with respect, you never have to worry.
But what about spiders and all the webs they've made?
Once you learn more about them, you won't even be afraid.
But I'm afraid of the dark.
Oh, well, I am too. But if you stick with me, well, I'll stick with you.
Hey, look, Mr. Wooten. Over here, what's that?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. That's an animal track.
Well, what kind of animal has feet like these?
Well, let's look a little closer and tell me what you see.
Four toes in the front, a longer foot in the back.
And someone's been chewing on the grass. Don't overlook that.
Small tracks, chewing on the grass, a bunny.
Now that's funny.
The woods are fun, now we can see. There's no other place we'd rather be. Mother Nature is our friend, no need to be afraid. Just treat her with respect and we've got it made. There is no other place.
I'll say it again.
The woods are fun, now
we can see.
We'd rather
Mother
Nature is our friend. No need to be afraid. Just treat her with respect and we got it made. There is no other place.
Oh no.
As good for the human race.
That's right.
There is no other place like the woods.
Shooby dooby doo bop. Ba 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 bee bop. Slip dop doo bop. Ba dee dop doo bop. Just treat her with respect.
Shoes and bring some water. Stay on the trail, you know you oughta. Always remember to tread lightly. you go on a hike with me. We love to hike,
love to hike.
We love to hike,
love to hike.
Walk soft and listen for sounds. Climb up a tree,
up a tree.
Climb up a tree,
up a tree.
And have a look around. Look for the birds,
for the birds,
for the birds,
for the birds.
They live up in the trees. Hiking,
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 hiking.
That's the life for me. Tracks. Maybe a fox,
maybe a fox,
maybe a fox,
maybe a fox,
maybe he'll be back. I see some deer,
see some deer,
some deer,
see some deer.
We're walking by right here. Hiking,
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 hiking.
That's the life for me. Hiking,
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 hiking.
That's the life for me.
I long to roam and hear my bronco nigger. Take me back to the range. Take me back to the range and the campfire. Let the night wind moan over me. At set of sun when work is done and the coyotes start a howling, let them whine. Take me back to the range. When the white stars gleam, then let me dream away out on the prairie. Take me back to the range. In the rain or snow, I'll always go. I'll never be contrary.
Take me back to the range.
Take me back to the range and the campfire. Let the night wind moan over me. At set of sun when work is done and the coyotes start a-howling, let them whine, take me back to the range. Pete, I long to greet. He
was my old time buddy.
Take me back to the rain.
Side by side we used to ride when the trail was mighty muddy.
Take me back to the range.
Take me back to the range and the campfire.
Let the night winds moan over me.
At set of sun when work is done and the coyotes start a howling, let them whine, take me back to the range.
Started roaming,
take me back to the range.
She said that she would sure be mine. I guess I'll soon be going.
Take me back to the range.
Take me back to the range and the campfires.
Let the night wind moan over me.
At set of sun when work is done and the coyotes start a howling, let them whine, take me back to the range.
At set of sun when work is done and the coyotes start a howling,
let them whine, take me back to the range.
Background Whistlegate from Devil in a Woodpile. A whole lot of music in that last set. We opened up with My Light from the Alphabet Rockers Rise, Shine, Woke CD. Keep It Light is Wookie Foot. You're It is the name of their CD. No Place Like the Woods, the Wooten Kids and Victor Wooten is from Nature Jams. And the hiking song is the Chickadees from a 2011 release called the Froggy Hop. And from a Putumayo Kids Presents Cowboy Playground, that was Peter Rowan and Don Edwards with Take Me Back to the Range.
Today's show was written and produced by Katie Stone with help from the 8th graders in Mrs. Jen Chavez Miller's classroom at the South LA Academy in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We also had engineering support from Jerry DeTata and, as always, all of us on the Children's Hour Kids crew.
We'd also like to thank our parents for volunteering to help the Children's Hour every week,
like Vanessa Vassar and Gary Newell, who take pictures during our live shows.
Thank you to all the Children's Hour volunteers.
Next week on the Children's Hour, we're going to interview Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller. We'll have the New Mexico Peace Choir performing, along with musician Rob Janoff.
We'll be back next week for another edition of
The Children's Hour.
In the meantime, this is Tally Hall.
I suppose you're quite content in your swimming pool. All you pink-skinned babes are the same. And you can't stay forever young, so get out here and see the sun. You're only 6 inches away from becoming one. I was in your shoes before, or lack thereof.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids public radio, and from the Friends of the Children's Hour. Find out more at childrenshour.org. Meow Wolf is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Program support provided by the Albuquerque Community Foundation. Our theme was composed by C.K. Barlow. Thanks for listening to
the Children's Hour!
Kids Public Radio.